Good King Wenceslas, let's look out on the feast of Stephen. When the snow lay round about, deep under Christ, under Stephen. Hello.
Hello.
Brightly shone the moon that night. Oh, the frost was cruel.
Right, well, that's enough of that then, I think. We don't want to make people feel ill on Christmas Day. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having an excellent Christmas, whatever you're up to, as we have this Christmas edition of Norpois.
Norpois is shameful.
Norpois is lack of respect for viewers.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Norpois is no fun.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yes. Hello and welcome and Merry Christmas from
Norpois.
Merry Christmas. From Norpois, the Eurovision fan podcast. My name is Martin. Her name is Laura Kress.
Hiya.
And we are here to bring you the news and tell you all about Eurovision from the perspective of two UK fans. Very special edition this time because it's Christmas.
Oh.
So we've got our festive Christmas quiz. This is becoming a bit of a tradition. We've done it twice. And we're going to do it another time. And now there's a tradition. If you've done it twice, it's a tradition. And now it's back for another time. We've got some of our favourite people giving us some questions about Eurovision. We've got to see how many we get right to see who the victor is. Can you remember in previous years who's won?
I think I won one and you won the second.
I think so as well. So
yeah,
it's even Stevens at the moment. Oh. So this is very, very much all to play for. Christmas quiz coming very soon. But yes, welcome. Before we get into some of the news, because there is a lot of news to bring you about the Eurovision Song Contest as well. So we'll get into that in just a second. But first, Patreon. Now might be the time that you are thinking, I really like what those two get up to. They make me laugh. They provide me with up-to-the-minute information about the Eurovision Song Contest.
Up to the week.
Up to the week information on the Eurovision Song Contest in an easy to digest podcast format. I'd love to support them and encourage them to make future episodes. Well, you can, can't they, Cressy?
Yes, they can. Just nip on over to patreon.com/Norpois, NULPOINTS. Check us out there. You literally only have to chuck us a quid a month, or if you're really keen, 3 quid, and you will get the episodes at least 24 hours before the regular punters do. And yeah, it's just a way of showing support. You know, we obviously don't do this for money. God knows we don't do it for money, but if you fancy it, that'd be lovely. And we've got lots of lovely people who have signed up this year. So thank you very much to everyone who has signed up this year. It's been really nice. And the thing is, we have a bit of a conversation as well on the Patreon with the members, you know, about different things. So it's a way of getting to know us better, and it's a way we can get to know you better as well.
Exactly. Head over now. It would be lovely of you. But if you don't want to as well, you don't have to. Fine.
No worries.
It's all cool. All cool. Right, let's get into the Eurovision news. News from Ukraine, who, and again, it almost feels like we're kind of quite used to saying this now, but it really isn't a normal situation.
No.
Ukraine chose its Eurovision entry in a bomb shelter.
Well, yes, from a metro station in Kyiv, which has doubled up, sadly, since the invasion, as a bomb shelter, which is mad, if you think about it. It was, Vidbir, it's called. I probably not pronounce that right, but it was hosted by a member of Goa, if you may remember, one of Ukraine's entries in 2021, Katerina Pavlenko, and also Zlata Ognovich, who I think also represented Ukraine in 2013, and also the 2017 host of Eurovision for Ukraine, Timur Miroshinchenko. Again, probably haven't pronounced that right, but they did the job of hosting it. Like you say, Martin, all happened in this kind of metro station come bomb shelter. Fair play to them for going ahead with this final, considering everything that's going on. Probably still more well put together than other national finals, which don't have the threat of war hanging above them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is just a credit to Ukraine and this almost kind of keep calm and carry on mentality, which we're seeing from them time and time and time again. They will not be stopped from getting involved in the cultural life of the continent of Europe. What do we know then about who they actually picked to represent the country?
Yeah, so they have picked a duo called Tvorchki, an electro outfit. It's two friends, Jeffrey and Andrei. They met while studying at uni in West Ukraine in 2018. The song that they will perform for Eurovision 2023 is called Heart of Steel, which I thought was quite an interesting choice, actually, if you listen to it. Maybe we can hear just a small snippet of it now. Don't get what you say, yeah, yeah. Don't get how you feel. Get out of my way, yeah, yeah. Bitch, I got a heart of steel. But I thought this was an interesting choice because it's not really maybe what you would expect from a country that is, you know, having to deal with so much trauma and so many difficulties. It's quite an upbeat number. The name Heart of Steel, I believe, does reference steelworks in Ukraine. There were soldiers trapped there and there was a big effort to try and get these soldiers out of the steelworks, and that's what it kind of referenced. But apart from that, it doesn't really have huge references to what's happening. And a lot of people commented on that on Twitter and said, actually, that makes sense because people want to live normal lives. They don't want to keep, you know, obviously it has to be remembered and people have to keep helping Ukraine, supporting them. But as is quite obvious, you know, at some point they also want to say, look, we're also a normal country and a city and we are getting on with our lives. And perhaps, as you said, showing a bit of defiance to Russians to say, look, we can still produce this final, we can still produce this song, and we don't have to always be talking about the war. We can also be just creating an interesting song as well. I don't know. What do you think about that, Martin?
Well, I agree. It is a real act of defiance to just show normal life going on. Because if you look at the news of what's been happening, what Russia's been doing to Ukraine recently, it's been sending over dozens and dozens and dozens of these cruise missiles. They've been trying to knock out their power in the depths of winter. They are sort of weaponizing winter, has been the phrase that many commentators have used. And they are trying to demoralize the Ukrainian population. So how do you combat that? Well, you show Russia that the Ukrainian population will not be demoralized and life will continue and things will go on, and that Ukraine wants to be a part of Europe. And it's showing that in what it says politically, but it's showing it culturally as well. And this is a great example of that, saying, no, the fact that we're at war is not going to stop us being part of this European cultural project, this television show, the Eurovision Song Contest. And I think it's a real testament to the spirit of the people of Ukraine that that is what's happening. And they are continuing to do this against all the adversity that they have put up with since February.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we'll keep an eye on this and all the other songs and entrants as they get picked in the new year, because that's when it all starts happening. Now, we've got the first few trickle, but it's all going to start going on as we carry on in the new year.
This is Null Poir. My name is Martin and that is Laura. It is Christmas, and so we thought we'd do something very special and in a way look back at some of the great guests that we've had on this podcast over 2022. And we're going to do that in quiz form. We're going to test our knowledge of the Eurovision Song Contest, which, as we find out every year, is not great because we're pretty rubbish at this quiz and we've been rubbish every single time. But we're going to give it a go and we're really going to give it our best. You can play along at home as well. Let's do this, the Null Poir Christmas Quiz! And here we go with it. Okay, ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas. Cress, are you feeling ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go to our first question. Now, we have questions coming from both of us at the end of this. It's a question to each of us, but we have three special guest question askers. And the first comes from Christina Gentini, head of the OGAE Italy. Of course, Italy, the host of the Eurovision Song Contest this year. The OGAE is the fan network. Christina has the first question for us. Go ahead, Christina.
This is Christina Giuntini from OGAE Italy. And this is my question about Eurovision 2022. What did Achille Lauro from San Marino do in the final part of his performance?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay, I think... I've got this.
Right.
I think I've got this.
You but think you've
I don't,
got it?
I don't know. It's a quite vague question. Thank you very much, Christina, who we of course did speak to in the lead up to when we were going to Turin to get some advice about Turin and all that kind of thing. I don't know how specific she wants this to be, but I've written down a question.
I can't remember.
So, yes!
You knew this was going to happen with me. I can't remember what I did yesterday. Right, Summarino. There's something that's there in my head that makes me think I know where. I'm feeling like it was some sort of like a gesture or a saying of something, maybe. So what did he do in the final part of his
performance? Right, now don't I have written down my answer and I'm not going to change it, but, you know, don't just think out your thoughts. Just write down an answer.
All right.
Okay. So it's not like...
All right, in that case, I'm writing something.
It's a bit... I'm not... Because I don't know. There could be several things, really, but...
Okay. I've written something.
I wrote down... See, this is the thing. This is what he did in all of his performances, though, so I'm not sure if this is, you know, specific, but he rode a mechanical bull. That's what I put.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the stripper guy. What did you put? A stripper.
Oh,
but I don't know if there's something specific he did.
No, it'll be that.
No, you think it's that, do you?
Yeah. I wrote, he did a backflip.
Okay, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think it's that, even if it isn't rode a mechanical bull. Okay.
Let's find out. Come on then, Christina. Fingers crossed for the backflip.
Oh,
what
my
did he
God.
Do? What did he do? Here we go.
And the answer to my question is, he rode a mechanical bull.
Oh, yay! I don't believe this. I don't believe it. She's such a sore loser and she's such a smug winner. It's going to drive me insane. No,
how
I'm saying
you?
You're very competitive is what I mean. When you lose, you get very angry about it. And when you win... You're so annoying. See? Look at this. Look what I have to put up with. Let's move on. 1-0 so far.
Well
to
done.
Cressy.
Well done to me.
To Cressy. All right. Here we go then. Question number two. And question number two comes from our good friend, Samantha Ross. Now, you'll know her as a host of the 12 Points from America podcast. She's also got her fingers in so many pies. She writes... for ESC Insight. She's a contributor to that. She also very regularly works with the EBU and goes to and is part of Eurovisions. So what's Samantha's question? Well, here it comes. Go ahead, Samantha.
Hello there, everyone. This is Samantha Ross calling from the 12 Points from America podcast. Hope you are having a fabulous holiday season so far and looking forward to a wonderful 2023. I think we can all agree that Rosalind has had an amazing, amazing year. She started out going basically from an unknown to being selected by the Armenian delegation to represent them at Eurovision, coming in 20th place with Snap. Snap is now a worldwide phenomenon. It's all over TikTok, all over the charts. I think the biggest news, however, was the news that came down just a couple weeks ago that Rosalind was going to be opening for a major, major international superstar as they embarked on the American leg of their tour next year. Could you tell me who that superstar is?
Oh, great question. Ooh,
now
Sam.
I'm not sure about this. This is a
seriously great question.
I don't know about this at all.
I've written
very
down
good question.
An answer.
So have I, but I don't know. I've just taken a guess here.
Oh, I've absolutely taken a guess. Yeah. I'd be very, very surprised if this was right, but I have taken a guess as to someone that I'm pretty sure is touring in the US.
Yeah,
next
that's
year.
All I've done. So and, do you want to go first this time?
Yeah,
then?
And is a massive superstar. So I have written down Elton John.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay, I wrote down Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's...
Because I know she is probably going to tour. But I don't know, it could be Elton John, you know.
It's not looking good for me, is it? I don't think on this one.
It could be. All my thinking was she is touring. That's all I was thinking. Who's big and touring next year?
All right, well, you've gone with Taylor Swift. I've gone with Elton John. I'm slightly doubting my answer here, but... let's find out. Go ahead then, Sam.
Might be neither of them.
What is the answer, please?
All right. Did you know this one? Okay, so it turns out that Rosalind is going to be opening for none other than Ed Sheeran as he embarks on his Mathematics tour. She is going to be joining him on tour dates in Toronto, the Boston area, the Washington, D.C. area, Pittsburgh, and Detroit in June and July of 2023. That is massive. Who said that Eurovision killed careers? I don't know, but I don't want to know them if they said that. Anyway, have a fantastic new year. Hopefully our paths will cross in Liverpool. And take care. Bye.
Right. And very true, Sam. Hmm. Yes. Who said that Eurovision kills careers? Exactly. Congrats, Rosalind, for that huge, huge gig she's landed. But yes, it wasn't Taylor Swift or Elton John. It was Ed Sheeran. Well, I think we were kind of in the right ballpark with our guesses there. But yeah, thank you very much, Sam, for that question. A really good one.
Really, really good one. That was that's the sort of question I like, because it's the sort of question that I can get right by guessing. But
yes,
I don't feel...
Although you didn't.
I know I didn't. I just say I could have got it right. But thank you very much for that, Sam. Okay, so scores on the doors in the big Norpois Christmas quiz. Cress has got one, I've got nothing. And we're on to question number three now. By the way, questions four and five, which are coming up, are from both of us. So we'll see how we get on. Question three first, and it comes from, and we had them on the podcast just the other day, the Eurovision Queens. And here is their question. Go ahead.
Our question is, what was the slogan for Eurovision 2022? What was the slogan for Eurovision 2022?
Pierre, very professional.
Oh, now then.
It's hard. You know what's annoying? I can tell you what the one is for the year before. I can tell you Junior Eurovision, but I do not know what this year.
I can tell you Junior Eurovision. I think the one I've got in my head is the one from the year before. I'm gonna write it down because it's the
only one.
Do you
know the thing
I've
is? It's all blended into one for me.
Are you suggesting that Eurovision is all just the same old crap over and over again? No. Okay. Good. Just checking.
The Gumpfies. Yeah. The promos.
It is. It absolutely is. Okay. I've written something down.
Same. I don't think it's this though.
I don't think it's this though either. Wait, what have you written down?
I wrote Colour It In.
Colour It In?
Yeah, because my logic was I knew there was a whole thing about the, you know, that stage with the rainbow lights and stuff. And I was thinking, and then we made fun about the fact that that wasn't working.
Yeah.
So it was in the darkness. And maybe there was something, I don't know, maybe it was more like light or something. I don't know. Anyway, I just put that because I couldn't. That does sound like a Eurovision thing, though, doesn't it?
No, it does, but it's very funny. Okay, you've had Colour It In. I've gone with Open Up, but I can tell you right now.
You think that was Rotterdam.
The last year?
No, I know it's Rotterdam. No, you're wrong.
Oh, darn it. Darn it. Okay, what is the answer then? Put us out of our misery, Ryan and Andy.
Okay, what was the answer, Ryan?
What was the answer?
Do you know the answer?
The answer was The Sound of Beauty.
Oh, of course it was. Oh. We made such fun of that
We did.
Oh, how did we forget The Sound of Beauty? Well, that shows how memorable it was.
Cress, we are proper thick at this.
Oh my God, I'm really annoyed that I didn't get that though, because you even sang. You sang to the tune of Sound of Silence.
Yeah. Oh, I did, didn't I? I went, it's the sound of beauty. Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, how annoying. Well done if you got that. Question three, and we're three questions in, and only 1 point scored between.
I think this is our worst one ever. We've normally done a bit better than this. No, this is a bit strange because now I'm asking Martin a question, and then Martin's going to ask me a question. So I guess Martin has a chance to draw, or I have a chance to win. If there's a draw, we have a tiebreak question from Sam Ross that we can do.
All right. Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
But let's not. No. So. Well, I feel like this question is quite fair. Like, this isn't difficult.
All right.
My question to you is, which one of these countries was not accused of irregular voting patterns in the semi-final two of Eurovision this year by the EBU? And the countries that you can choose from are Azerbaijan, Georgia, Montenegro, Poland, Estonia, or San Marino. Which one of those was not accused of irregular voting patterns?
It's a great question. Thank you. Really, really good question.
Thank you.
It It's a tricky one. It's a
I do
one.
Feel like, yeah, you might know some of them, but not all of them. And obviously, write down your answers at home as well. Let us know how you've been doing.
I'm going through each of them and I'm trying to remember whether I heard them coming up. So Azerbaijan, I think that did. Then Georgia, I think it did. Now Montenegro, Poland, Estonia. I am going to guess at Estonia. That is my... God, do I stick with Estonia? I'm torn between Estonia and Poland, right? I'm torn between Estonia and Poland. I'm going to go Estonia.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct. Oh, Estonia. Yes! Damn it. Yes! Damn it.
Yes. 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 I'm not competitive.
Gosh,
I'm
damn it.
Completely...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just saying I was competitive. Ricky did a little victory lap there.
Did. I was very, very pleased about that.
There you go. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
It wasn't Estonia. Actually, which one was it? I can look that up for you because I obviously there were six juries that were accused of irregular voting patterns, and hence kind of why the EBU has brought in this new rule really for next year so that there won't be any jury voting. But yes, it was Romania that was in with that, not Estonia.
Okay, very good question. One all the scores. Ooh, at the moment.
Wow.
With my question to come now, here we go. So this is the final question. Now if you get this right, you've won. If you get it wrong, we go to a tie break.
I don't think I'll get this though, because by the sounds of it, your question's absolutely bonkers.
It is. It is bonkers, and it's vaguely Christmas themed.
Okay.
Okay. So my question is this: of all the Eurovision winners, okay, the Eurovision, the people who have won the Eurovision Song Contest, how many feature in the Bible?
Oh God!
Explain
that a bit more.
So for example, if somebody won the Eurovision and they were called Jesus or Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, Mary, Joseph.
Oh my God.
Any of that stuff, right? If they feature in the Bible, their first, and we go first names.
Okay.
And if somebody's won it more than once.
Have you checked all of this, can I ask? Because, you know, there's some very, you know, obscure people in the Bible.
I've checked a bit.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is, it's such a
Martin question.
So, and I give this is sort of a clue here already. If somebody's won it more than once, you count the number of so say somebody won it 10 times, then you count it's 10.
It would be 10 and not once, right? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to just take a wild guess here because I would, otherwise, if I'm working it out, it's going to take like about 10 minutes or something to actually think about it. Okay. So I'm guessing it's definitely more than one in that case with you saying that. Mary.
And I'll say on Mary as well, by the way.
I was going to say.
I'm going very broad on, on the name Mary.
I was going to ask that. Yeah. Are you counting Maria then?
I am counting Maria.
That was going to be a question. Mm. Yep. I'm glad we're thinking the same way. Okay, you are. Okay. Well, you didn't say that, did you? That's a bit naughty of you, Martin.
I think this is all okay. I'm counting all forms of Mary. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I mean, okay, I'm just going to... Oh, I really don't know with this, because it could be loads, and it could be... I'm going to say four.
Okay. Well, you're wrong. The answer that I've got...
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel a correction corner coming on in the new year. But the answer that I've got is seven.
Okay.
And I'll run you down them. The one I was giving you a clue at was Johnny Logan.
Yes.
So there's two Johnny Logans. Yeah. Now, I make it that we've got three Marys. We've got Marie Miriam in 1977. We've got Marie N in 2002. And we've got Maria Serjovic in 2007. Also, we've got a Helena in 2005. And Alexander Rybak also features in the Bible in 2009. So I make that seven.
What a shit question,
Martin. What are you talking about?
Helena?
Yeah, Helena's in there. Alexander features in the New Testament a number of times, actually.
I just
actually
want people to write in about that. Wasn't my question just way better than this vague, wishy-washy nonsense?
Okay. What do you say that we leave the tiebreak question to the next podcast?
Oh, I mean, I kind of want to know if I've won now, but...
I know you do. Yeah. I know you do.
I mean, okay, fine.
Maybe we should... the showdown of showdowns in the next podcast.
All right.
New Year's
Sounds
Day.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. All right, then.
Okay, well, there we have it. You've heard it. How did you do on the Nulpois Christmas Quiz?
Yes, indeed. Do let us know. Did you do better than us? You probably did, because we only got 1 point there out of a possible four. Not great from both of us. Let us know. And the ways you can let us know are as follows. You can get in touch with us on email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. I'll just read out Luke B's poem, Junior Eurovision, since we're talking a little bit about Junior Eurovision. He sent us this lovely poem about it. And here we go. This is what it says. Done and dusted, now it's done. A joyful time, a load of fun. 16 countries came to sing with lots of flash and lots of bling. Quite a show, it must be said. Enough pizzazz to blow my head. No expense was spared, you know, on this great Armenian show. But now it's time to see the score. Who did well and who did poor? Quite a shock it all turned out. What the hell was that about? France it was, who went for gold. And juries too were pretty sold. But what a shock it was for us. Stirred up quite a lot of fuss. Online winner was UK, yippee, woohoo, hip hooray. That despite not being well, but Freya proved to be quite a sell. Ireland too can have a fest, as they did score their all-time best. But Luna dear, what happened there? Life sometimes is so unfair. Then Kazakhstan, what the F? Jury sent it to its death. And poor Malta, they did come last. It really left me quite aghast. One more year and all is done, and we've had a lot of fun. So next year, what will we see? There in France 23.
Oh, that was brilliant. Give him a little round of applause.
Very good, Luke.
Very good. Love that, Luke.
Wonderful.
Thank
poem.
You
thank
so
you.
Much. Thank you very, very much indeed. Also, thank you to Nathan on our Patreon, who said thank you for all the great Eurovision content. Lovely to have you on board, Nathan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nathan.
And got this from YouTube, because I don't know whether you know this, Chris, but we've got a YouTube channel.
I didn't know that, Martin.
Yeah,
we do. YouTube channel. Yeah.
We look at songs, Eurovision null pointers, basically. So if it got nothing...
We react to Eurovision past entries, which have got no points, and decide if we think they deserved it. And thank you to Royesi Fan, I don't know if I said that right, who reacted to our Norway video.
His name's Roy, and he's an ESC fan.
Oh, that yes, of course, that makes sense, doesn't it? I just read it as Roy's. I was like, oh, fair enough. Roy, ESC fan, who reacted to our Jan Tegan video, who got, obviously, Nullpoir for Norway, who said, this is legendary here in Norway, and I think I heard about this before I even knew what Eurovision was. I'm too young to remember the night itself. Many years ago, he visited the Eurovision fan club in Norway and told an interesting story from behind the scenes in Paris. But Roy does not say what that interesting story was.
What's Roy, the interesting story,
we need
Roy?
To know what
Come
the interesting
on.
Story is. Please let us know. Get in touch with us again. So yeah, do check out our YouTube page. It is just Nullpoir up there. Of course, do get in touch with us. Share your Christmassy pictures on Twitter. We are at Poir Null on that. And on Instagram, we're Nullpoir Podcaster. Did you get any kind of Eurovision related gifts for Christmas? We'd love to hear what you got. How well did you do in the Christmas quiz? And what are your thoughts for next year? What are you looking forward to? We'd love to hear all of this and more. Do get in touch.
Do goo get in touch. Thank
do
you.
Do goo get in touch.
Thank you so much for your
Goodness
company.
Goodness sakes.
And this is our last...
Surprised you're even listening, to be honest.
Thank you.
The rest of the time you just clock off, don't you?
We'll be back in the new year, New Year's Day, in fact, with our best bits from 2022 and the conclusion of the great Nullpoir Christmas quiz. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your company, and we'll see you very, very soon on the next edition of Nullpoir! Ho, 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 ho.